Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Senator McCain said the other day that we might be mired for 100 years in Iraq. 100 years, which is reason enough not to give him 4 years in the White House.
To encourage a country with only rhetoric rather than sound and proven ideas, the trust and the strength and courage of free people is not a promise of hope. It's a platitude.
John McCain and Barack Obama now starting to campaign against each other in their primary night victory speeches after they each swept Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. last night. Good morning, everyone. Brian Lehrer with you. And let's talk about how the Potomac primary changes the presidential race with Washington Post correspondent Michael Scheer. Hi, Michael. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good, thanks. Do we hear the outlines of a potential general election campaign in those two clips, assuming they both get their nominations?
Yeah, you really do. I mean, it was most stark in Senator McCain's speech, who, you know, has, let's face it, pretty much claimed the nomination already. It's mathematically impossible for Governor Huckabee to actually get the number of delegates that he would need to capture the title. So you saw John McCain simply ignoring Mr. Huckabee altogether and really casting his speech forward towards the expected matchup with Obama. Mr. Obama, of course, has to wait a little bit longer. He's still in a tough fight with Senator Clinton, and though I think he looks very much like the favorite at this point, he still has to be careful not to take his eye off the ball.
Indeed, though I was struck by how much he was campaigning against John McCain in that speech last night and not against Hillary Clinton. I thought Obama's speech, while sounding his usual themes of unity and hope, also was tougher and more populist. He went after lobbyists, mm-hmm. He went after McCain, and went after the war. Was he playing to a certain audience, do you think?
Well, I think part of what he's doing is whether he's campaigning against Hillary Clinton or campaigning against John McCain, one of the key things that he knows he's got a problem on is this whole experience question. And if it comes down to a race between Barack Obama and Senator McCain in the general election, that couldn't be in starker relief. You know, the fella who's got a couple of years in the Senate and virtually no foreign policy experience against the guy that's got 30 years in the Senate and all of the war hero and foreign policy experience that he has. And that's going to be, a question for Senator Obama is how do you make that, that inexperience, turn that into a plus and not a minus. And you can see how Senator McCain is going to hammer on the question of at this time in this time of war, do we really want somebody who doesn't have experience?
Right. So I think we're hearing phase one from McCain, where he tries to make Obama into an empty suit. Phase two, I think, will be when he tries to make him into a liberal empty suit.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I think what part of what you're going to see Senator McCain try to do is somehow cast the question of passion and optimism and hope and all of that as sort of a false promise, you know, as a promise that doesn't have anything behind it. Like you said, an empty suit, and like Senator McCain said, it's just platitudes.
Right.
That's the message that you have to get across. Otherwise, you know, the tens of thousands of people at these rallies are really, you know, threatened to overwhelm
right.
Senator McCain and the general.
Of course, that's how the Clinton campaign has tried to attack him, too, with this idea of raising false hopes because he doesn't have the experience. And that doesn't seem to have worked so well, although that, of course, is still certainly a race. But he came back, Obama did, sarcastically a couple of times. So I guess he was talking both to Clinton and McCain to the term false hopes. And when he used those words, you know, you could see a slight smirk on his face. And so he was saying, yeah, false hopes.
Right, exactly. And I think, you know, the point you raise about Senator Clinton having tried this tack is pretty ominous for the Republicans in November, if this is how it shapes up. You know, they better figure out a way other than the one that Hillary Clinton tried to undermine Barack Obama, because if they don't, I mean, you can already see you can't play the same, they can play the same game that Hillary Clinton tried, but it certainly doesn't seem like it's working very well.
Now, one thing's for sure: since McCain spoke on TV right after Obama, we sure see which one would be warming up the crowd and which one should be the headliner, just in terms of speaking styles, right? It went the other way last night.
Yeah, the styles are dramatically different. I've covered Senator McCain now for the better part of a year, and you know he can whip up a crowd too, but nothing like Barack Obama can. And he definitely is going to play to his strength, which is seriousness. You know, a tone that conveys to people that he's, you know, ready from day one, and that he is sort of understands the challenges ahead. It's very much not a pessimistic approach exactly, but it's definitely one that conveys a sense of seriousness about the prospects for the country.
And you have the young, fiery, dynamic guy and the older, slower, plain guy, but fiery oratory doesn't necessarily win elections. George Pataki beat Mario Cuomo.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the one thing that Senator Obama should remember, and all of us reporters who are talking about this should remember too, is what happened in New Hampshire, where I mean, I was in New Hampshire when in the days leading up to that primary, and there were rallies like nobody in New Hampshire had ever seen before for Senator Obama. Tens of thousands of people. You know, I talked to operatives for days who simply were shaking their heads, saying this is incredible. And look what happened. He lost that state by a significant margin. And that's the warning for him, is that just because you can get a bunch of people who are passionate about your campaign in a stadium doesn't mean that it necessarily translates to the electorate as a whole.
All right. We will see what happens. Lots of primary season left to go, at least on the Democratic side, and we'll see if Huckabee stays in after the sweep yesterday, although he still did well with the right and with evangelicals, also another sign of potential weakness in the general for McCain. Michael Scheer from The Washington Post, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we'll play a few clips from an interview that I did with John Negroponte, the Deputy Secretary of State, the former National Intelligence Czar. One of them has him saying he doesn't remember ordering or warning the CIA not to destroy those interrogation tapes. Stay with us.